to the Sick and Successful podcast. If you're a business owner, work in corporate, or have a side hustle you're passionate about, you're gonna wanna stick around. Because I promise to ask the tough questions and talk about the things others shy away from. You know, what it's really like to own a business and be chronically ill. I'm gonna give you that push you need towards following your dreams and be the friend you come back to week after week to talk about the real things in life and in business. If you have goals and are working towards them, if you're determined to be successful, no matter what life's obstacles get in the way, this podcast is for you. Dream big and tune in. Welcome back to the Sick and Successful podcast. This is your host, Natalie Supes. I'm just literally turning this mic on right now and speaking directly to you from a stream of consciousness. From a topic that's been kind of rattling around in my head for a while. Sometimes if I'm doing an episode about like the top five things or something like that, I will script out the bullet points of the episode. This episode doesn't have that at all. I want to talk to you about why I have been so lucky in my life. And I've heard it so many times, and I think you can hear in the tone of voice that I don't believe that it's been luck. But there has been things in my life that, I mean, it's a joke within our family that I get what I want when I want it. And now my daughter, who is a manifester in human design, is very much so like that. And things happen to her that happened to me. For example, my husband took her to the gas station the other day. It's one of her favorite places to go with her dad because she gets to pick out candy. But the clerk or like the gas station attendant gave her a Slurpee for free because she looked at it and wanted one. She gets extra toys or she gets things all the time. And it really is like my husband, when we first started dating, would call it Pinkowski luck, my maiden name. And like if I go to Costco and the whole parking lot is full, I get a spot right at the front and things like that. And that's kind of echoed throughout my professional career. I got promotions and accolades and achievements and in my corporate career, and I get speaking gigs and things just kind of pan out in my life. Even though I've had a lot of hardships, I hear it all the time where it's just like, you're so lucky. And I want to talk to you about that today because I've been thinking about it a lot, and also talk to you about like maternity leave and my plans for the next few months and just have like a little bestie chat over here on the SNS podcast or on the Sick and Successful podcast. So buckle up, get ready, get your tea, get your snacks. If you're vacuuming or folding laundry, that's what I love to do when I'm listening to podcasts. I hope you're extra productive today. Before I fully jump into it all, I want to thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It means the world to me. Analytics, you know, with podcasts, you can't see who's listening. You just see a number, but that number just like I try so hard to envision all of your faces. And I hope you feel like I'm speaking directly to you because that is my goal with this podcast, is for you to feel like we're just hanging out and having some chats. And if I can spare some wisdom or share some things that I've learned along the way, I would love to do so. But just want to be like two besties hanging out. Anyways, let's get into it. Luck, I don't know why that word triggers me. Like when someone says you're so lucky, it makes me feel so upset because it's like, do you know how hard I work to get here? And I think people do know. But on the other hand, the amount of times where I've gotten free Starbucks or I've gotten free ice cream or I get the right parking spot or we found our dream house the day that I looked up houses, like just things like that fall into place, it is hard to deny. And I have been thinking a lot about when I first started this business in, you know, spring of 2021, after a year on maternity leave, after only knowing corporate for so long, I came into this business with such naivety, yet I still had experience in sales and corporate. I had this thought, like, if I just can make 2,000 extra bucks a month, then we will be able to make ends meet and then I can grow this business into something really great. But something that has, so it's like this, it's so hard for me to explain and I think you can feel that and maybe that's why I didn't want to script this out, but there's always two sides of my brain where I just like absolutely believe in myself and I know I can do it. I became a hairstylist and a Red Seal, never once thought that wasn't possible. I literally took the Red Seal exam without ever studying, which is like unheard of. And I passed. And I have my degree in marketing and international business. And I never thought twice that that would even be hard when I entered university. It was like a literal pit stop on my dreams at the time. I entered corporate. I applied for jobs I had no business applying for. And I never once considered, like, why am I applying for these jobs as a 21-year-old? I was applying for like C-suite jobs. Obviously, I didn't get those right off the bat, but I got a really high-paying corporate job right off the bat. And so there's that one part of my brain. That's the part of my brain that was like, yeah, you're going to create the most amazing business and let's create awesome logo and buy welcome gifts and make this website and just like step out of your comfort zone and tell people you have this business. And then there's the other part of my brain where I can't dream much further than a year out, 2 years out. Like, I don't believe it's possible for me. And so when I was starting this business, like the 2000, that was a massive dream, but I couldn't have dreamt of 15,000 or 20,000 or 30,000 or 50,000 months. That wasn't even in my like my zone of capability. When I first started For the Health, I was very like, yes, I can do this. I'm going to get one client. I'm going to get two clients. Like that was my kind of like delulu, like, yes, I can do it. But I never believed, like I thought I knew somebody at the time and I thought she was charging $700 per month for coaching. And I was like, that is absurd. Who's going to pay that? Where I ended off with that business charging more than that. So I have these two sides of my brain that are always conflicting. And the reason I got into this whole ramble is because I've been thinking back to when I first started this business and I was just so hopeful, so full of dreams and hopes and wishes. I wasn't so deeply entrenched in the digital entrepreneur space like I have been now, being here for the last, I guess, 3 years. Is it 3 years or four? I'm always so bad with numbers. It was like every single day was like this beautiful challenge that I was learning and overcoming. A part of me thinks that that's why I'm so lucky, or, you know, that like if I could interchange that word with something else, but a part of me thinks that that's why I'm able to get so many things accomplished is because I think I have this gene of like, how hard can it be? I can do it. I can create it. And so I jump all in and I get like one little ounce of success. And ever since I've been little, that's how I feel loved. Or I always felt loved when I would achieve something, whether it was in school and I did well on a test or something, because that wasn't normal when I was younger. When I was like in elementary, if I did well, I would get praise and love when I did well, and the opposite when I did bad. And so that's really pulled its way through my whole entire life. Even though it's me now who's giving myself that love, I still feel it. So when I start something new and I learn something and I'm like, heck yes, that's how I'm feeling with the book lately. Like, look how many words I'm writing. Look how quickly I'm writing this book. Oh my gosh, like I didn't realize I was talented at writing, and the feedback I'm getting, I feel so loved and validated and accomplished. And so when I start something new, I feel that. But now years into this business, I'm sitting here thinking like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired. I'm exhausted. How am I going to make ends meet when this baby comes? Like, I can't take maternity leave. And that negative side of my brain, like, I will never be able to make this into a $1 million business. I will never be able to sustain this while on maternity leave. What's the next thing? Always looking for that next hit, that next success so that I could feel loved. And it's kind of what I wanted to make this podcast, because sometimes you look at people and you're like, wow, they're so lucky, they've achieved so much. But you don't see the other side of that is when I don't quote unquote achieve something or something new for a long period of time, I get so down on myself and I look for the next rush, and it's almost like a work addiction. So it's not like, you know, the grass isn't always greener on the other side, but there are pros and cons to it. And so something that I've been learning and I've been really working on with myself is to find that joy in this business again, because the work we do is so freaking phenomenal. The results we get our clients is so cool. And the way that we help people, even though I've done it for so long and I've spoken about it so many times, it is still different than anybody else out there. And it is still making such a difference. So instead of trying to like find the next thing and create the next business and whatever, I've been finding joy again in finding ways to build this business and to recreate some things. You know, those people who always have to redesign their rooms and like move furniture around. That's kind of how I've been in this business. Today on our call, our team call, I tasked everybody with coming to our meetings with one way they feel like they can improve a small service for our clients every single week. And not that everything's going to get implemented, but I'm just thinking of ways to make our employees happier, to make our clients even more satisfied with the things that we do, and adding those things into this business versus trying to find the next rush and the next thing. And it's also given me peace into coming into this next season of my life with my sweet little baby. Oh my gosh. I can't believe how quick this pregnancy has gone, even though I've felt so incredibly sick. Like, I'm due at the end of July and it is the end of March, which is unreal. I don't have much time, but I've been just so patient with myself. We have nothing ready for the baby. The room that, like, we have to move three rooms around because the room Alicia is currently in is going to be the baby's room, and my current guest room slash closet is going to be Alicia's room. And then we have like kind of a storage room on our top level. It's a smaller room where we've just put a bunch of boxes. Is going to turn into my closet, but we have to build that first before we can move my closet out of the guest room, before we can move Alicia's stuff into that room, before we can even build the nursery. And I'm just like, it's chill. It'll be fine. We can always work on things when the baby's here. I'm trying to just bring that attitude into more aspects of my life instead of being just this hustle, achievement driven type of person. I love my high achiever in me. I love the detail oriented and the strive for more and be the best that I can be in me. It's gotten me to where I am today. But also, there is so much burnout in this world, and there is so much just looking down on ourselves if we're not perfect, that I don't want to be that anymore either. So yeah, I am lucky, and I'm lucky because I've put in a lot of hard work, and I put in that work because it was the only way that I felt loved. And dang, have I had to work through that. And I'm working on it every day. And it's funny how those lessons that we learn once in life just continue to repeat themselves over and over. And we have to learn them in different ways and in different forms and in different levels. That's definitely one for me, and one that I will be chatting about in the book, I'm sure. That is it for me for now. I just wanted to give you a little bit of an update, share with you what's been on my mind lately. Tell me if you are the same way. Do you feel like maybe because of the way that you were raised or something in your childhood that you feel most loved when you've achieved something? Or maybe it's different for you. Send me a message on Instagram. It's at sick and successful, S-I-C-K period A-N-D period S-U-C-C-E-S-S-F-U-L. I want to chat with you. I want to hear you over there. And next week, we're going to have a super fun guest. So stay tuned for those. I appreciate you. I love you. And remember, dream big. It's possible for you. And your next version of success is around the corner. Mwah!